President-elect, would you raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Michael Richard Pence, do solemnly swear.
I, Michael Richard Pence, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Legalize.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out to, I guess this would be the diamond anniversary. This is the 75th show.
75th, damn.
75.
75, all the way live.
Can you believe, is that, yeah, is that considered, that's considered the diamond.
So the picture was, it was appropriate.
Mm-hmm. So we had the inauguration this week, and, you know, we don't need to spend a ton of time, but our boy is finally in office.
Yep. And after one day, he start wrecking shit. So can I get my most gangster shit of the week just to start this off? Because I got to really touch on this real quick.
This is the most gangster shit of the week.
Okay, y'all. Check it out. Check it out. Most gangster shit I saw this week. And it is Trump related.
It's the earliest one ever, too.
And it's the earliest one ever. Was while the inauguration was going on, like blocks away, people was like fucking up Starbucks and McDonald's and all this other shit and throwing trash cans, and they arrested 120 people. And for the first time in a long time, they actually had a fucking hearing on a Saturday to arraign these people. And those people, who I'm giving the award most gangster motherfuckers of the week, maybe some people had a purpose behind it, maybe someone was just like, fuck it, let's wreck shit up. But they're facing up to 10 years in jail on felony charges. So I definitely want to give y'all the most gangster shit of the week, because y'all might need a fucking break. Because
you might be an asshole.
Yeah, it's one thing to protest, but when you start doing shit like that and they start, I'm like, man, to get your first strike the first week Trump president, that's not a smart move. Let me tell you why. You're going to need them strikes, man. Because if you're dumb enough to do some shit that's going to get you fucking executed by this white crazy motherfucker, then you might want to take some time and say, you know what, I'm going to just hold this strike for a little later on, because you might be robbing a liquor store or some shit down the line. So I just want to give that to
it them. Just seemed like people who want to do something stupid. That's it.
I mean, like I said, the protesters was clean protests. I'm with the protesters.
The rioters
was some other shit. I was some shit I was watching.
That's just people
motherfuckers
who
hit Starbucks windows with fucking...
For what?
Was it from the jacks, from the tires? I'm like, what the fuck is this about?
It's not comparable, but after the Rodney King and then the riots happened, but like 60% of those people,
right.
Okay, look at after Katrina.
Yeah,
like the
looting your own shit. Yeah.
That's what these people are.
Yeah, no, I think this is, and to be honest, this is actually worse to me, because Katrina, people looted to survive, some of them. Mm. Not everybody, but some of them did loot because
I'll give you that. All right.
I can't eat if I don't loot. So I give them, this wasn't no survival shit. This was, I feel like fucking something up and I don't have nothing better to do. So shout out to y'all.
Probably one of the funniest pictures is when they showed everybody at Obama's inauguration.
And then everybody at the Trump one. Empty.
Nobody. You voted for. I mean, he won. He won. Right. You can't. And the women's walk and all this. I was coming on Saturday.
It was big downtown.
On Saturday. Yeah. We out here in L.A., they had the women's walk. And it was supposed to be like 100,000. I guess like 700,000 showed up or something. And it was all the protest the fucking Donald Trump and everything. And but look, you know what? We're allowed as American citizens to do that.
Fucking
but what's it gonna do?
I mean, that's, man.
I'm
like
sorry,
I said, I'm a rebel to the bone. I don't even celebrate holidays. But if you think I got time to be worrying about Trump while he fucking somewhere fixing his hair, man, fuck Trump. I ain't got time for that shit. And I understand standing up for your rights and shit, women. And I love that. I love beautiful women. Do it. I'm just saying, like, fuck Trump.
And
so like, I'm gonna say fuck Trump from close up.
Anybody
off,
who
forward.
Is like us, where I don't care that Hillary didn't get in. I don't care that Trump got in. I just like that Mike Pence is in, because we could talk about him for 4 years.
And you know he's like 13 years younger than Trump or some shit. He's young. He looks older than fucking. That's crazy.
Well, all right. I mean, maybe he'll call in today. I don't know. I mean, he's probably busy.
I'm gonna say he's busy. The first week in office, man. They dropping bombs and shit. You saw that? They had like 31 airstrikes already the first day.
I heard the officers are dropping N bombs.
Yeah, I'm sure they're dropping N bombs and covering them up with like secret audio recordings of Dixie music and shit. Yeah, they got some other shit going on up there.
So, talking about our boy Mike Pence, did you see that article I sent you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, so they had a fucking...
This is going to be a shit show for 4 years. We're going to have something to talk about every fucking week. It's not a week going to pass where you're not going to have something to talk about.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, I love Obama. I didn't know a fucking thing about Obama. I didn't look up nothing about Obama. All I know is the black senator from Chicago won. I'm happy. I didn't know nothing like, oh, what's he doing? What's his stance on this? He looked like a decent enough guy. I thought he was going to be cool. And at that time, I couldn't vote anyway. So I was just like, hey, more power to you. But at least, you know, we can talk about this asshole. Like,
we never got some good Obama jokes. We know everything about him, and he's dropping all social media shit.
Right. And he said he's going to be Snapchat. He got Snapchat now. He just started a Snapchat last week. This dude is on fire, man.
I can't believe. You know what I was going to say is, I actually was sort of sad, like when they showed Obama
leaving, walking off. Yeah, that was pretty. That was pretty intense. I'm not gonna lie, I saw that one and was like, whoa.
And you know what? I think he'll have a very strong career. He'll do the Bill Clinton route of like doing. Yeah. You know,
I actually hope he do more than Bill though.
Yeah,
because Bill has done a ton, but Bill still.
No, I'm saying like doing the circuit of
giving speeches. Yeah. Bob Dole and all the rest of the motherfuckers. Yeah. Ross, what's his name? The other one?
Ross Perot?
Yeah, but I was thinking of the one who bought the Al Jazeera and shit with all the money.
Oh, I don't know.
Bob Dole.
Oh, Bob Dole. Yeah.
Wait, was it Bob Dole? I don't know. The one who ran with Bill, who was the vice president.
Al Gore. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he makes
billions of fucking dollars. Yeah.
Didn't he create the internet?
I mean, he did some shit like recycled energy or some shit and made batteries and put them in laptops. And it was like, this is a laptop, motherfucker. Take one.
I still think he won against G.W. Bush, but...
Yeah, Florida, they make their own rules. Shout out to Florida. I've been down there, your parents down there. Shout out to Florida.
Yeah, so they have this, what is it, LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, twerk-off in front of Mike Pence's house.
Now, and males were involved.
Yeah, though, there's plenty of males,
females. A lot of dropping it on top of cars and all kind of shit.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, let me hear this.
As much as like we rag on the guy, all we know is that he wants to give electrostimulation.
I've read shit about he's a piece of shit.
Okay, he's a piece of shit. We gotta be honest, he's a piece of shit. Obviously they were doing it like to make fun of him and to show shit. First week in office and everything, he really should have just come out of his house and just given a wave and been like, you know, not fucking twerk.
Right.
But I'm saying like just be like.
And they'll never do that.
You know, just,
they'll never.
And you know what? People would have probably been like, change their mind.
Right. Let's go home. Like, what's the point of being out here? Right. If we can't aggravate the shit out of him, what's the point of being out here for 12
hours?
Like, if you
just would have like bumped to the music. Right. Like, I mean, I know he wouldn't, obviously. But I'm saying if you would have shown that, then maybe people wouldn't have, you know, been.
But they are so just like they've been painted, man. They are who they are.
Yeah.
It's like the Patriots at this point. They are who they are.
This is going to be 4 years of nonsense.
It's going to be, man, be day one, he's signing shit away and trying to block this. And I'm like, God damn.
Did Obama, I saw 13 people that he could have, like, got out of jail. What is that called?
Clemency. I know he has the most ever. It's like, he's got over 1,000. The second most by president was, like, either 80 or 200. So I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah, he put up some numbers.
Well, I mean, good for him.
Yeah, good. That was good shit. He did a lot of good shit, man. Shout out to Barry Hussein Obama.
And you know what? And I said it before, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
For 8 years, I heard fucking people bitch about it.
Yeah.
Now look what you have.
I heard a lot of people say they wouldn't. Oh, Barack.
Look what you have. That's all. And, you know, maybe you can't.
What the fuck would Hillary be doing right now?
I don't know.
I don't have no idea either. I'm like, what?
Not that. She would just be...
No, that's what I'm saying, though. But what, like, I don't even know what kind of... Like, what was the world expecting from her?
I don't know.
I think she would have took a year just being the first female president. Not saying that in a shitting on a female, but saying like she would have had to do so much shit just being the first female president.
I actually think that she would have done similar things like he's doing to prove like, hey,
I'm with the everybody.
I'm here. And, oh my gosh, yeah. You know, like, no, I'm a woman, yet I can still run this country. I think she was going to be very like cock strong.
Yeah, I was trying to
figure out. Pardon the pun, but I kind of think that's how that would go, you know.
I tried to figure that one out. What would she be doing?
She'd be like, well, I remember I was in that room before, and this room, I wanted this one painted differently.
Like, Bill would be the first man. I didn't want to see that. I'm not going to lie. That would have been kind of cool just to be like, the first husband.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah,
shit, okay.
I wonder, okay, in your heart of hearts, would Bill actually be down for that, or is he kind of like, yeah, I'm glad she lost? Because he didn't want to
be the first. That stress would have killed Bill. Yeah. He already looked like he dying every time you see him.
Yeah, that too.
That shit looked like it would have put him under.
Jimmy Carter looks better.
That's crazy, man. Jimmy Carter looked younger than Bill fucking Clinton.
He was like 78?
Back then, like, I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, Bill just looked old and bad. I was like, what the fuck?
He looks like the minute he got out of office, he was hitting sauce.
But you know he had like triple bypass and all that shit. That's because
he had a fucking McDonald's in the White House. I mean, that's all he was eating.
Man.
See, I'll give one thing.
What?
And Brock is a pretty healthy guy, but G.W. Bush, that was a healthy motherfucker. That guy went running every fucking
day. Yeah. But so I was listening to this shit, and this woman, she's in Washington. She works with CNN or somebody. And she said she would, she would take her morning jogs back. She's living in Chicago. And she would take her morning jogs when he was a senator. And she said he would run around this big park and he would lap her. And then he would sit, smoke him a cigarette, and get up and do another lap. And he would do this like 6 times. And she was like, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world that the guy who used to sit, smoke a cigarette between jogging was our president for 8 years. I was like,
fucking amazing. And he still smokes.
You gotta. Fuck. You won't stay alive.
And I remember when, who the fuck was it when he brought him to the backyard of the White House? And they were drinking beer. They were having a beer together. It was like a cop and like somebody else. Do you remember that?
I do.
It was like right in the beginning of his presidency.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was about, but I do.
But like he brought him to the White House so they could have a beer together. I mean, like, this guy fucking rules, you know? Like, Trump ain't doing that.
Man, Trump wife ain't even staying at the White House, man. This shit all crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, she's over in Paris buying
shit.
Yeah,
this shit crazy, man.
He's got that autistic kid. And
man, the little dude was talking to himself and shit. I was just like, this is a bad situation for everybody involved. Especially us. I ain't tripping, though. I'm good.
Well, you know, he says he's going to create more jobs. That can only be good for me.
I told you, man. I just see he bringing everything back to America. Like, going to have cockfighting again. Going to have everything except slavery. And that's the one thing he going to be like, okay, I'll hold off on the slavery. I'm going to hold off on that shit. But don't fucking test me, motherfuckers. I'm like, okay. Pence like, sure? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
We could probably get it passed. He's like, no, let's hold off on that
sir, can
shit.
We please?
Don King right here.
Can we enslave the gays?
Don's
can
cool.
we enslave the gays,
no,
sir?
No. Everybody's good. Floyd, everybody's good. Y'all cool? Okay, we cool. Well, OJ, bring OJ back. That's going to be the next thing. OJ going to pop up at the White House when he get out of jail. He going to get a pardon or some shit.
Man, when I watch that OJ shit, I'm like, this dude was so fucking whitewashed.
Man, that shit is crazy, man.
He didn't even consider himself black.
I'm going to tell y'all something. The only person.
What is it
shit, when OJ was on some other shit.
What was it I watched?
The same one I watched. The People versus OJ. No.
Not that one.
The ESPN one.
Yeah.
The 7-parter.
Yeah. That was fucking good.
Yeah. I think that was the best one I ever seen. That FX one was cool, you know, but actors and shit. But that fucking 7-part ESPN, y'all deserve fucking a fucking trophy for that
Some
shit.
Some of the shit that he's like, all the tapes they had on him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was like, what are all these niggas doing in Brentwood? And it was like, he was like, I just heard OJ say. He was like,
and then
what?
Just how they like, they. Johnny Cochran, man.
Yeah.
Motherfucking shit. We talked about this before.
Yeah,
but,
rest in peace, Johnny.
Let's get into the fucking JV versus varsity games we watched this weekend, or you saw highlights of. So we had the bullshit ass Falcons. Okay.
I'm going to give y'all that.
Okay.
Fuck out of here.
Packers look completely awful.
But
Aaron Rodgers.
So it caught up with him, basically.
But I hate to say this. I hate to say it, and I know you're going to hate when I say this.
Well.
The Falcons look really, really fucking good.
I've always said, they have never, I'm going to tell you this, since Matt Ryan's been there, they might have had one down year, They have never been a bad team ever. Their offense has always looked like that.
But the defense now looks good.
But I'm going to tell you this:
Devontae Freeman looks good.
There's somebody sitting right now. Tom said he got home 1:30 and he started watching film. He was on his conference call at 5:30, so that's a 4-hour window. So took a little nap and started watching film. It's that man with the hood. I'm telling you something. Them dudes gonna fucking put Matt Ryan on his fucking ass one time. You gotta understand, everything I saw about Green Bay, every highlight, they didn't fucking touch him. They didn't
maybe
fucking,
once.
They couldn't maybe, fucking maybe tackle one, Julio maybe. Jones.
No.
That's not happening. My prediction for this, and I'm not gonna give my, I know we're not doing our picks right
we'll
now.
We'll do it next week, yeah.
Right. They're gonna hurt Julio Jones because he's already hurting, but somebody's gonna deliberately step on that foot or something. That's the kind of shit that they're gonna do to make sure they win this game.
Belichick said, they had an interview before the game. And he talked about that there's five things. He gives five rules for the game on offense and five rules for the defense.
Okay.
And he says, just do those five things, we'll win the game. Okay, which is a very interesting thing. And he said he always picks one player on offense.
Julio.
To target.
Julio.
Yes.
And a backup. Yep. He said he always got a backup too. So
okay. Now, I mean, in that game... the Falcons look good. I mean, if they win a Super Bowl, they win it.
Stop it.
But, you know, okay.
Don't agree to that bullshit.
There's only one thing that it would piss me off, and there's one... All right, tell me.
What?
There's one person sitting there, 2 years retired, that's like, these motherfuckers are in the Super Bowl now.
Oh, Ryder White. Nope. No, who? Because Ryder White is...
Tony Gonzalez.
And Ryder White is 1 year removed. Oh, he's going to probably be in the Hall of Fame one day as a receiver.
Tony motherfucking Gonzalez. Yeah. He went there just to win
the... Some say he's the greatest tight end to ever play the game.
He probably is.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, if Gronk,
at this point, yeah.
If Gronk never got hurt, he probably would have been.
You know who going down is top five though before this shit over? Antonio Gates is going to lock up fucking tight end.
But before he this plays shit over. For such a shit team, that
right?
That's
but I'm just saying, like consistently, he is going to be top five tight ends ever. I believe when this shit over.
I mean, I thought Jimmy Graham was going that way, but now he's more of a blocker.
Just lost in the fucking offense. Who the fuck is the offensive coordinator in Seattle? Didn't he? Well, he just left, right?
He just left. I can't think what the fuck his name was.
Where he went? That's the one who went to Buffalo?
No, the guy who went to Buffalo was from Dallas, I thought.
Who the fuck was the Seahawks offense coordinator?
Fuck, I don't know. I used to know all the coordinators and shit.
Because I think it was time for a switch.
Every year, they lose their defensive coordinator.
I think it was time for a switch.
Because look at Dan Quinn from the Falcons. That was their old defensive coordinator. Gus Bradley, old defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Bulls. Old defense coordinator, all under Pete.
Yeah.
Every year, a new defensive coordinator goes
in. Pete is a fucking mastermind, man. If you'd have had Russell healthy all season, we wouldn't be talking about these bullshit ass fucking ATL-ian motherfuckers. Man, when I tell you that shit hit home. But I thought about something too, because I don't never want to be a fucking hater, but I don't like them. And I was like, damn, when we was going to the Super Bowl that year and everybody was like, oh, you know, that'd be cool. They won after Katrina. I don't feel like that for Atlanta. Like, I'm like, I can't even lie. I'm like, I don't fucking feel like
Atlanta's if they win. I mean, they got
fucking everything. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, they don't need a fucking Super Bowl. But, you know.
I mean, I just, you know, okay.
I hope everybody know. It's not my holiday bash, but our biggest rivals ever are the Falcons. And I've been to so many fucking Saints and Falcons games in the history of my life and my bloodline. Everybody in my family that fucked the Falcons again.
And... I'm just going to say, I think I'm a Patriots fan right now.
Yeah.
As much as I'm
and
not.
And I like that we're saving our picks for 2 weeks from now, but I'm constantly
just,
saying,
just
fuck
because
the Falcons.
If Tom Brady wins,
he is. I just want to see Goodell. I will stop what I'm doing to get to a television to see that.
To see Goodell give him the MVP of the game.
And a fake ass pat on the back. And I wouldn't be surprised if Tom just look at him and shake his head.
Oh,
like,
dude, when they gave. They
I want to see that.
They gave. The conference champions trophies are fucking ugly.
Yeah.
They get to Bob Kraft, and he might be losing it, dude.
No, I think he was drunk. I seen that on
SportsCenter. Oh, really? Okay, he was kind
of
out
of it,
man.
I seen that on SportsCenter. Whenever everything I hear about Bob, he likes to have a good time, like a real good time.
Okay.
Like, enjoys life, the wine and the liquor, but he's very composed, so... When I heard him, I said, oh, yeah, he's drunk. That's not like dementia. That's like, I'm fucking tipsy.
Yeah, because he seems like he's got shit together. I was like, oh, boy, something happened with this guy. But, oh, you think he was just kind of in the owner's box, just putting champagnes back.
Yeah, especially when it was when it was like, we're winning this shit. Like, oh, drink shots. Shots for everybody. Like, yeah. You can't be in a booth and you're winning. You're going to win the Super Bowl. Like,
they, when Artie was on a Howard show, he told a story about how they flew, Robert Kraft flew Artie mm-hmm. in a private jet damn. From New York to to Boston.
Yeah.
Just to do a comedy show for like his kid's 21st birthday.
Cool.
And he paid him like $250,000. Let him eat with everybody.
I heard he the fucking man. He the man to know.
Well, I obviously then they have a system.
Right, and that's why I say, man.
More football talk next week, guys, because I know you love it. On to basketball talk.
My Lakers just got the worst beating in the fucking history of the franchise.
That was pretty bad.
49 points. That was pretty fucking bad.
Do the Warriors have too many stars?
No. They have too many stars for the regular season. That's my answer. I can break that down for you. They have too many stars for a regular season. A regular season, that doesn't matter. They're going to always do just enough. And I think what Kevin Durant going to do in the second half of the season is let Steph take more shots and just get him revved up for the playoffs. And then playoffs come, it don't matter who fucking scores. We just want that fucking ring. And I believe that's going to be their mold. Like, they went through that process of, oh, yeah, you know, Kevin's the one taking more shots and Curry's, like, fading away. No, last night he had 7 threes and Klay had 7 threes. So I see what Durant's doing. He's like,
I watched my first full NBA game of the season.
Okay.
Like, I've caught bits and pieces, but I watched the beginning to end.
Yeah.
Cavs versus Spurs.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, the Spurs are going to give the Warriors some fucking trouble. The
Spurs are a good team, though. But they always do.
No, I know, but I'm saying I really like, and they're going to give the Cavs some trouble in the finals if that's the case.
I don't think the Cavs are going to make it to the finals.
Fuck's going to beat the Cavs?
I think you got to play Boston and Toronto, and I really believe one of them two can fucking take them the distance. I really believe that.
Mm. I don't know.
I just think this is that year where it's going to turn around and people are going to forget that, oh, they can be beat. They're not that good. They're really, like, if you really watch them, and I watch a few of them, they're really not that good. But LeBron is that good where he gets on everybody at the right time and he does everything.
Kyrie is that good as well.
No, Kyrie is that good. But if for some reason still, they can be beat by any fucking team. I've seen games where I'm just like, you got two fucking Hall of Famers and Kevin Love, potentially, another Hall of Famer.
Tristan Thompson.
You got a squad and they don't really play like that all the time. So
it seems like they played like they did in Miami where like they take days off and they save it for the postseason.
And I know that's what the Warriors are supposed to be doing.
I'll give you the Warriors, they never take a day off.
Man, that's what I'm telling you. And I think they're gonna sit down and say, okay, well now it's Steph, you do your thing. But come playoffs.
And then, because the beginning of the season was Klay.
It was Klay, and then it was turned into the Kevin Durant show. It's been the Kevin Durant show since.
Maybe at the end it's Green. Maybe Dre.
And when the playoffs come, it's everybody. It's fucking time to get it. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers don't care. Draymond, like, I scored 2 points. We won. Cool. Let's go.
Next. Who's their fifth in their starting lineup?
The big dude, Zaza.
Oh, yeah. Do they still got Iguodala?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
God damn.
Hell yeah. That motherfucker's still.
Okay, maybe. It just.
And Sean Livingston,
I'm not changing my MVP pick. I still think Russell's still.
You don't think James and passed him at this point?
I think they're close, but I still, you know what I'm going to put up there? Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I respect that.
And you know what? You know what I like about Kawhi Leonard? You don't hear a motherfucking word about him. He still drives his fucking Honda Civic.
He got to know Kawhi background and shit. Yeah, I know his whole story. His dad, all that shit, man. It's some deep shit. And he wanted people to appreciate this shit. Like, you know what?
He plays like a fucking. He plays like.
Man went from averaging single digits to MVP candidate just through working, not because of nothing extra, just from working at this shit. So
I'm saying, like, he plays like Westbrook plays, but he doesn't have the mouth or the flash or all that shit. Like, he's not going to have a sneaker deal. You're not going to get the new Kawhis.
Right, but he signed to Jordan Brand because Jordan
saw that in him.
You know what I mean? He's one of them where you can attach him to something and be like, it's perfect. He don't want to be the person got to go do the commercials and shit.
Yeah, he doesn't want his Russell Westbrook's coming out. Right. He just wants to wear the Jordan brand and that's it.
And be like, I'm cool. Let's just make this bigger, cool, whatever. But back to that subject, and I know basketball, the Celtics are going to play very hard come playoff time. Remember I said that?
Okay. To end sports talk, UCLA Bruins.
I watched.
They say that they're the funnest and like the one of the most fastest teams to watch.
Now, I'm going
to
tell you about that. This is my thought. I would like Luke, I know you're listening to the, not Luke Big Nasty, Luke Walton. I think Luke is trying to figure out a way right now. D'Angelo keeps getting hurt. How to get rid of D'Angelo? And I know he loves D'Angelo. Like, D'Angelo's having a hell of a start.
Wait, I was talking about UCLA.
I know. I'm bringing it full circle. Chill out. So, D'Angelo was having that season at the beginning where it was like, okay, he's getting it. Since he's kept getting hurt, Luke Walton is going to try to figure out a way to get Lonzo Ball from UCLA to come to LA. I don't know how you're going to do it, but that motherfucker can play. He got one of the ugliest jump shots I've seen in so long, but that motherfucker goes in like 60% of the time. He is the real fucking deal.
So what, then you're going to sit D'Angelo?
You got to trade him. You got to trade him. You got to, because we're going to have a top five pick. The record is going to be bad enough, but we're going to have a top five.
You might have the first pick.
And he's going to be there. And I don't think Luke Walton, seeing him with his own eyes, like he was at the Arizona-UCLA game over the weekend, seeing him with his own eyes, I know he's like, I could really use this dude. He don't shoot. He's a fucking point guard.
Okay, I haven't watched hardly or even looked.
I've seen seven of their games.
This okay, year. How's Randall look?
Oh, the Lakers. Oh, I've seen a lot of their games. Randall is always forcing shit because it's like he knows nobody else out there is gonna really do shit until Lou Will comes in the game.
Who else you got?
Brandon Ingram. He's still young as shit.
Okay, Brandon. Okay, all right. That's a good pick. Swaggy P.
He's starting, but you know he's still swaggy. But we don't have no. Our leading scorer is Lou Will. He's coming off the bench for 14 points a game.
Okay.
Like, it's pretty bad. But that's what I'm saying. If you watch UCLA, that fucking dude can fucking ball. Like, he is a throwback fucking, like they keep saying, Jason Kidd. That's who the fuck he plays. Like, I remember watching Jason Kidd at Cal. He plays like fucking.
Jason Kidd was fucking
man,
sick,
pass first, make the smart decisions. He was fucking great.
Okay, all right. Now, if I remember this correctly, Jason Kidd and Grant Hill split co-rookies of the year because Jason Kidd had some kind of DUI thing. That's why he didn't get the full rookie of the year.
Yeah, I remember he used to always get in his shit. He beat his wife up that time and shit. Yeah.
And was he was coaching and didn't he get into some shit?
I think since he's been a little calm.
I thought when he was coaching the Knicks, I thought he got into some shit.
I don't think so. I know he had a bunch of shit when he was playing, but.
But so remember that year? That was one of the only years that they ever had a split.
I'm telling you,
rookie of the year.
That was a cold motherfucker.
Grant Hill, you know, see, that's a difference. Name two totally different guys. Jason Kidd, Grant Hill.
Right.
Grant Hill's fundamental, nice, churchy family guy. And then Jason Kidd,
Oakland, Bay Area, shout out to the streets. But UCLA, I like them. I would like to go to a fucking game, matter of fact. But
I can get tickets.
They are fucking, not. I can see top five, but at the same time, I see when they lose, like, that he got to learn how to take over a game.
Okay.
And I know the coach is probably telling him, like, you got to come with it, like, second half. Like, because he defers a lot. But he's fucking, he's all-star potential. He definitely is. NBA all-star potential.
But he's a work in progress, is what you're saying. Like, he's not, like, coming, like, straight rookie of the year. Like,
no, Jamie. He can.
Okay.
Because the thing about him is different. D'Angelo's jump shot has always been the worst thing in the fucking world. I mean, he don't fucking jump. And I like the way he plays, but his jump shot, I just don't fucking like it. And I never thought it could, like, consistently work in the NBA, so.
I understand.
But I like UCLA. I watched they lost to Arizona the other day.
Those are always good games.
Yeah. And the dude, Holiday from Campbell Hall, he's pretty fucking good. And they got him on the bench now, but he's, like, averaging, like, 12 a game. He's pretty fucking good. Shout out to Campbell Hall. Cold water Ave.
Hell yeah. Okay. I'm totally switching topics on here, bro. So, you know, I've been doing the stupid online applications.
Yeah.
So I said, fuck this. I'm going to go like this. Okay. So Wednesday, I had like this really like fucking meltdown of a day. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Shit happens.
I'm not going to get unemployment.
Shit happens.
But I mean, I don't know that I'm not going to.
Shit happens.
It does. But it was just one of those days where it just
life beats you up.
Down in the dumps. Right. And I feel like shit. And V-Ron came over and it was nice. We had food and we just relaxed and it was just nice.
Yeah.
You know, nothing stupid. And I'm just, like I said, I was feeling like just kind of fucking funky. You know, I have male PMS.
I'm with you.
She puts on fucking TV. I was telling you about this.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this back up.
Vivica A. Fox, Black Magic.
Black Dicks.
All right. So it's a reality show where they take like six of like the hottest male dancers.
Which I didn't make the cut, sorry.
No.
Not this year.
You auditioned.
I did audition three times. I got three callbacks.
And I, you know, like she's trying to make her own like Chippendales.
Right. That's what I saw on doing a radio interview, and I thought it was like some strip club shit.
And so, but she's like the boss bitch. Like,
man, I'm gonna piggyback your story and I'm gonna give it right back to you. The interview I saw, I didn't have no idea what the fuck she was talking about, but she was sitting front and center. She had these two buff ass dudes like behind her, like they were on fucking leashes, like people with their little poodles. And I was like, what the fuck is this about? And then I mentioned it to him, and he's like, yeah, we watched the fucking show. And I'm like, are you serious? I was like, oh, I thought she was joking. I thought it was like some kind of fucking joke or something, some play she was promoting, and she was acting like the character pimp or some shit. And I was like,
they brought out like all. So it's like, I don't know the numbers, but they, yeah, every one of them has like, you know, one's like octane, you know,
nitrous.
Like, yeah, and of course. I'm with you. There's got to be what? White chocolate. There's got to be the one white guy. Yeah,
white chocolate.
Tatted up.
Shout out to white chocolate.
White chocolate. Then there's a dude from LA. So I'm like in and out of this show.
I'm sure.
Cause I'm like,
hour long, 30 minutes.
I get an hour.
Damn, Viv.
And I'm like, okay, I go one episode and then I get to watch Marin. All right. Like, I'll
that's a good compromise.
I'll compromise. Me, yeah. All right. You know.
If I got to share, I'm going to watch some good shit after
and,
this.
You know, because yeah, she wants to watch because the fucking guys are hot and shit and they can dance and everything.
And she might just want to see what's going on with Viv.
And she...
With Aunt Viv. We all grew up on Viv. You can't... You know what I mean? Somebody got to support Viv, please. Because I'm like, I haven't been keeping up with
her. I always thought you'd fucking...
Independence Day. Oh, my God. She looked good. Damn. She had a trainer and shit. She looked good.
I might have beat off to her.
And that stripper shit.
Independence
Day. I might have did the same thing, to be honest with you. Because I'm thinking about it, at that time,
ooh,
I ain't had my hands on a lot of porn. So that might have been something that I could catch on
the radio. And that was a PG-13 movie.
On the VHS, yeah. Mm-hmm. She had like the red bra and panties.
Damn.
She was fucking hot in that movie.
She still looks good. I mean, right.
She looked great back then. Man. God damn, Bill.
So, yeah, but she like... She's in control of everything, but then she has like other people who have to like do the marketing. Like they go through the whole process of how, and then they gotta rehearse.
She the boss bitch. You said she the boss bitch.
They gotta rehearse, and now she's gonna start cutting guys out of the group.
Okay. She like come out and announce them for the shows or something, or what? Because I'm sure she
Like it's like behind the scenes. Like it's one of those ones like they all live in the same fucking house.
Oh, okay. So you don't really see them doing the show yet. Building up to that.
Like they'll do like test shows.
Okay.
For like almost like for like 20
weeks. Oh, it's not as bad as I thought then. You know what I mean? Even that's kind of decent. Like, you know.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm surprised there isn't a show like that before. You know what I mean? So good for her.
I'm sure Dick and Dale's been doing it somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I'm whatever. So, like I said, I wish I could bring up the names of the fucking guys.
You just said Octane, White Chocolate,
there's
Suge Knight.
What? So... When the only part I enjoyed is like when they're all talking because they like kind of ignore the white guy.
Oh shit!
it's sort of like the Mad Real World.
Yeah.
All right. Not really. Like he's like a white guy, but he's like a yo white guy.
Oh man.
You know, and you know,
yo. Listen, I can tell if that was a black guy he just did or like a Brooklyn Knight.
No, that's a
like or Boston area white guy.
Like a white guy who's like, man, I'm just trying to do this dance thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Like that.
That's almost like a Louisiana white boy who hung around black people.
That's it. Okay.
That's pretty much
that's
it.
That's what this guy is. Okay.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
Don't act like you don't know. You know where white chocolate from, B. Stop.
I don't. They don't tell you where. I know where the one guy's from. That's where I'm getting at.
B, we can give V-Ron on the phone, B. You can tell us. Where's white chocolate from?
I don't, look it up.
What hood is he from?
Look up white chocolate.
No, we're not going to waste our
intelligence. No, but here, okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
Why on every motherfucking reality show that involves white and black people, there has to be a white chocolate? Because there's a white chocolate on N1 tour. There's a white chocolate on this show.
In the NBA. The reality show called NBA. There's
another white chocolate. Everybody's got to be motherfucking white chocolate.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There's nothing else white? You can't be like fucking Marshmallow Man? I mean, that wouldn't work for a stripper.
That wouldn't work for a stripper. White Stallion might work. Okay. White Stallion.
White Stallion.
White Stallion.
Yeah. Or if you know.
Let's go with White Stallion.
Okay. Or whatever he is. If
White Wolf.
Ooh, there you go.
That's a different one. White Wolf.
Yeah.
We're attacking these
holes.
You know
when he's got like a huge wolf tattoo on his chest.
We're attacking these holes.
Yeah. Anyway, so the
fucking crazy.
Not the good part, but like
good part, yes, admit it. The good part, motherfucker.
At least the most entertaining part is them in the house. As always with these shows.
Where they at? Out here? LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
did she just pop up at the house like, take your shirts off, motherfuckers? You been doing your push-ups?
No, she's basically in like the studio.
Oh, okay. Like, you know what? We got good news. Yeah, man.
We're shutting down the strip club, but we got some good news.
Reopening. Right after.
So, White chocolate. Were you just going to sit there and do your taxes?
He's going to just sit there. Like, you don't care about what Bill's talking about?
So this guy is, he's a dancer from LA. And I forgot what his name is. It's okay. Like West Side Willie or something.
He would go with West Side Willie.
That's a good one.
It might be, though.
No, it's not. It was like Megatron or some shit. But like Megatron should be a stripper. Right?
Cockeye Willie. Like, damn. You're covering a lot of bases, cockeye.
So he's the only one from LA.
Okay.
So they start getting into it. Like, they're sitting at a table like this. And they all start getting into it. And he's like, y'all motherfuckers don't know LA. He's like, I'm the motherfucking name out here. And then the guy across from him, another huge black dude with tattoos and shit, is like, yo, man, I've been dancing throughout this whole country. I never heard your name before.
Oh, shit.
I'm like,
oh, shit. Are these guys challenge.
Are they going to, like, fight over stripping?
Challenge.
And then they ended up having a dance-off.
Challenge? Has your lady ever made you watch Magic Mike, the black version, Chocolate City?
What the fuck is
Chocolate,
that?
Is it Chocolate City?
Is it?
It's like the black version of Magic Mike. They did a black version.
Oh, okay. Is it stupid?
Man, I know somebody who was in it. Man, they got part two out, too. So shout out to them.
Who Magic Mike had part two? I actually watched Magic Mike.
I've never watched
Magic Mike. I didn't hate it. I mean,
I never catch that one. All
right. I like Channing Tatum, that's why.
We're talking about big dicks and fucking beast modes.
Yeah, this is really...
My stripper name is Beast Mode.
That is one of the strippers.
Look, see?
That's a good fucking... You're right.
I was supposed to be cast, but they cut me right at the end. So wait, do they cut people before we get off of this?
I think we had just watched like the first or second episode, so I think they just started to like cut people.
Okay,
You don't hang on.
No, it's not. Come on. You got to keep rolling.
No, hang on. Just talk about...
He's pulling out Mike Pence's penis and making sure it's not white chocolate through conversion therapy. But shout out to Vivica, because I'm going to tell you, man, Vivica been hustling a long time. So if she's still getting them checks, man, I ain't mad at her.
She's got to be a good 45, yeah.
She might be older than that. Fuck, let me see. See how old Auntie Viv is. All
right.
So, but then, I mean, like I said, man.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. Let me, would you, like... If your lady was watching it, would you like just be like, all right, I'm not taking part of this? Or
no, I wouldn't give a fuck. I mean, just, you know, it's one of them things, like, depending on who you... She's 52.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, depending on, you know, if you just like shutting it down for the night, you know what I mean? You wasn't planning on watching like a fucking game or some shit, then I could see like, oh, let me check out what the fuck they talking about. But would I ever just click on the shit by myself? No.
You wouldn't be sitting there by yourself watching
that. Texting you, dude, guess what the fuck I'm watching right now. You're like, what you watching, motherfucker? Oh, this shit is crazy. Got somebody named Mr. Pickles, white chocolate. This shit is crazy.
I like
what?
I don't want to watch a full episode. I just want...
What's the name of the show?
Black Magic, Doug.
Oh, it is Black Magic.
Should I just go up to like... Black Magic names.
Black Magic. Black Magic dancer names.
You know what? If I keep doing this...
Do y'all believe we're doing this on this episode right now? We're looking up Black Magic dancer names?
You know the fucking... Mike Pence is going to shut me down if he goes through my fucking...
Are any of the dudes gay on there?
I mean, I'm sure.
Do they get to like bring girls to the house like Puffy them used to have for Real World type shit?
They haven't showed that yet.
B, you got to catch up on the fucking episodes. What the fuck? You ain't giving me no information. You like, you don't know shit.
Hang on.
I can't even ask you a fucking question on why.
Vivica A. Fox's Black Magic partner bails because there's no gays allowed on the show. So, executive producer Mike Pence?
Oh, she's bullshitting. Shut up, motherfucker. You got me on that one. Look at me. Wait, Pence? Wait, what'd you say? Bails? They canceled it?
Jean-Claude put Vivica in his movie Chocolate City, which led to her...
Which
led to her spinoff, Black Magic.
See? That's Chocolate City. That's it.
And last week on The Breakfast Club, you've talked about before, she strongly objected to the suggestion the gays were coming out to see her strippers. She said, hell no.
Damn, why would she say that? Gay people spend a lot of money on that type of shit.
Yeah, now you're kind of fucking yourself.
Right. So wait, they canceled our show?
No, gay people were pissed. Oh. But they're always pissed.
Damn, gay people.
Sorry.
Y'all gotta get over it.
They're not. Hence the term gay. They're really happy. They're not pissed, yeah. We'll get off fucking stripper talk. Sorry.
All right.
So then I had that fucking mate tea on Thursday that the guy gave me, and I all of a sudden just felt fucking I felt good. I don't know. Something, it was like a transition. And I got all like, all right, I get, I start, I'm just boom, 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 knocking out application.
Okay.
And I'm like, fuck it. Walgreens is hiring. So my, this is my new thing. Remember I told you I go through like 10 to 12 different job sites.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're like bullshit ass things. Like I'll get the thing, job for Brandon, click on it, and then it'll send me a ZipRecruiter. Then ZipRecruiter will send me to Beyond. And so what I do now is, if it says Anheuser-Busch is hiring in your area, yeah, I go right to Anheuser-Busch's site and apply through that. Okay, I go right to the source.
Smart play, young man. Smart play.
So I applied for a place. Let's say it's a drugstore.
Don't be mad. UPS is how you win.
All right. So I do the online thing, and then I got to go to the store to do the rest of the thing. But it's behind the photo booth, the photo section.
That's kind of cool.
Okay, but so like I'm sitting there. Now, there's nobody at the photo section. So
there's never nobody at the photo section.
People
in any
keep
store
coming
anymore
up and asking me questions.
Right. And I should just walk behind the counter.
I was behind the counter.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody told you to go back there, or you just went
and
there?
I went back there to do the rest of the assessment.
Wow.
And so then I'm supposed to hear something this week, which would be good. Listen, I'll tell you off air, but it sounds like a good one. Then I had two more come in from Tree Man's wife, two referrals.
Shout out to Tree Man's wife.
Yep. And Tree Man, we just saw him.
Man, shout out to Tree Man. We
Tree Man,
see Tree
and
Man.
Photo courtesy this week.
Yeah.
This week's
Man
photo is Tree
just
Man.
Just impromptu photo shoot.
And it works.
Yes, yeah, perfect for the diamond anniversary. Diamonds are forever.
Okay, I just now
forever.
I'm gonna have to change.
Forever.
Gonna have to change the song.
Oh shit! I did that to you. Did that to me before, the motherfucker.
I know. I do that all the time.
I still like that song.
I'm feeling good. And
what's popping
now? I said, okay, now so this is all this like 4 o'clock. Now I know the next day I'm going down to her house, but I had no money on my tap card. And the only way to get money on a tap card is to go to a metro station. You can't do it on the bus.
You can't do it online either?
Nah.
Okay.
You got to go to like... So I walk over to the Orange Line over there by Laurel where all the fucking bums hang out.
Shout out to the bums.
And I put like $20 on. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling good. Then I'm like, oh, fuck, man. There's a goddamn headhunting service right down the street.
On Laurel Canyon?
Yeah.
That's the fucking one I used to go through. Right by the Popeyes? By the Wiener Schnitzel?
Right there.
Yeah. So, shout out to them. I ain't going to say their name, but shout out to them. Me and my brother, both of us.
Okay, and yeah, and they did a good job?
Yeah, hell okay fucking yeah.
Well, so I thought I had to go in.
No,
so
you can do everything
you
online.
You do everything online.
Yeah. But back in the day you did. Then when we had to double back, yeah, she was like, oh, you can just do it. I was like, damn, for real? She's like, yeah, it's going
to
take like
that's
5 minutes.
I called just to make sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, just do it online. So, okay. So
that place has been good to me. I'm for real.
Okay, because it got shitty ass reviews.
Yeah, yeah, because it's one of the places that, like, literally, they was getting anybody a gig. Anybody. Like, anybody. But it's up to you to make, you know what I mean?
Well, they basically said, you know, fill out all this stuff.
Right.
And as soon as we find, we'll call you.
Right. And usually it's like...
Well, they... So, let me go through it before I tell you that. Okay. So, now, I don't know if you remember the online fucking questions, but they were fucking very bizarre.
Yeah, some different
it was like,
shit.
Okay, how many times in last year have you gone to work on heroin?
Yeah, because they deal with a lot of...
like forklift people, like, right, manual labor.
My brother would drive, he would have to get his certification and shit to drive forklift and do all that shit. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's your...
That's why...
Would you drive impaired?
How many times in the past year have you had a physical altercation with an employee? Right. And I'm just like laughing because I'm like, never.
But
never.
Some people that got
to
say,
but
yeah.
But I mean, it went through heroin, it went through how many times you come to work high.
Yeah.
How many times have you come on non-prescription drugs?
It's definitely one of them places.
How many times have you done cocaine in the past year?
It's definitely one of them places.
So, okay, and it's funny that you actually
went in the office?
I was going to.
Oh, my God. If you go in the office, it's usually like a fucking trap house.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's real shit. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I fill it all out, and she seemed very nice, lady or whatever. But
I don't know who they are now, but
we had a good
person.
Well, okay.
Off the record, but my brother... Started banging one of them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a good story, too. I ain't going to tell that story until he get here to speak for himself.
Will he actually tell it?
Oh, yeah, he'll tell that one. Because it's a doozy. You was around for that story, too. That's crazy. You was the first. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Everything comes full circle.
Like a minute later, I get an email of like jobs. But Okay, one of the questions is, do you have reliable transportation?
And yeah, definitely.
I selected.
Because they will send you, literally, I remember filling the online out that night. Do you want to go to Sun Valley? I was like, shit, yeah, what is it? Stocking boxes at a fucking porn warehouse. Cool.
Like, I hit no, mm-hmm. that I don't, because I don't want to. I want to be
right. Yeah, because when they gonna say it right then. Like, come on.
Yeah. So they sent me three, but they're all in fucking Torrance. I'm like, well, fucking, yeah. I can't. Now, if it was Santa Monica downtown, fucking Van Nuys, I could do it because I could take public transportation.
Right.
You know, but you know, I'm like, okay. So she's like, and she probably, I mean, because when you applied, it was probably the same thing. Like, this fucking dude's got a master's degree? Like,
man, what the fuck? Man, I'm telling you, that motherfucker, she thought I was joking. I'll never forget when he brought me with him, and she was like, you are fucking joking. I was like, no, I just want some extra fucking money. And she was like, get the fuck out of here. You're being serious. And I was like, yeah, and pushed it through, and I was like, cool. And that was the first time. Then I had to double back. I think it was after the police shit, and I needed some, like, steady real quick, and I was like, cool. And she was like, oh, you just go online. I called the bear. She's like, damn, she might still be up there. That's why I definitely don't want to ruin that story, because she might still be up there. But
all right. I'm going to give you a topic and rock a pass.
Oh, bro.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to give you two topics. You could pick one of them. They're making a new edition movie.
Yeah, it starts tonight.
And
yeah.
a training I know one day, of the guys and a Training Day TV show.
I would rather watch the new edition movie. Shout out to Elijah Kelly. We stayed in the same spot a couple years ago. I think he's a good actor. I think the whole cast of the New Edition movie, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Because New Edition, that's my era. Well, that's the era before me. But I remember like my older cousins and people going to like New Edition concerts when I was a little bitty kid and shit. And it was getting all dressed up and excited and shit to go see New Edition. And everybody going crazy with the posters on their wall, the Word Up posters, and Bobby Brown and Ralph Tresvant and all the motherfucking Ricky Bell and all the rest of the G's. So I do like that. They also got their Hollywood Walk of Star on the Walk of Fame today. So I think the show premieres tonight or tomorrow, but I know it was
okay. All right,
one of the two.
All right, they brought in Bobby Brown later, right? No.
They brought in Johnny Gill.
Yeah. Okay. So
Bobby Brown was the star.
It was Bobby Brown,
Ralph Tresvant, Ricky Bell, Ronnie DeVoe, and is that it? Michael Bivins, five of them, yeah.
Oh, okay. And so then when Bobby went solo,
they brought Johnny
Gill. Then it was Bob Biv DeVoe.
Right, but Johnny Gill
But didn't Johnny Gill already kind of have a career?
He did, yeah, as a singer doing singing shit. But he wasn't nobody.
Didn't fucking Bobby Brown's intestines just explode or some shit?
Bobby Brown, gangster, man. You know, Bobby Brown.
Dude, do you remember seeing him at fucking 7-Eleven that time?
You don't remember me and him used to sit down and drink beer together. Like, this motherfucker, I have his number still in my phone. Like, Uncle Bobby. Like, literally to the point where when we were working at that establishment, he was like, yes, Uncle Bobby. Yeah. Hung out with his daughters and all kinds of shit. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, rest in peace. That's
Uncle Bobby, man. I've drunk with him a few times since then. Yeah, Uncle Bobby, shout out.
All right.
Yeah, he got a lot of problems, though. Shout out
to him. Okay, obviously he had the best solo career, but out of everybody in there, would Johnny Gill have the best solo career?
No, Bobby Brown had the best solo
career. It's after him.
Ralph Tresvant.
Oh, Ralph Tresvant. Was he in Lucy Pearl?
No, that was...
Raphael Sadiq.
Raphael Sadiq, yep.
Okay, Raphael Sadiq was in Tony,
right.
Was Ralph Tresvant in that?
No.
Okay. All right.
God damn.
BBD.
BBD. Poison. Everybody know Poison. Come on, man. Shout out to Poison.
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 Poison. What's your favorite New Edition song?
Mr. Telephone Man, probably. Yeah.
How the fuck is that going?
There's something wrong with my line. When I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time. You know that song.
Okay. Yeah.
You know that song, man. It's a classic. It's going to be, I think it's going to be good.
Did you see who their manager is? In a movie?
I seen a glimpse of who the fuck was that in the
come on, you know, in the commercial. You know it's my boy.
I did see somebody. I was like, at least they got a couple famous faces.
Michael Rapaport.
That's who the fuck. Because somebody was telling a story. It was like, I just seen Michael Rapaport promoting for New Edition. I was like, what the fuck you got to do with New Edition?
He's like the Jerry Heller in it.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said.
He one told Bobby, you need to go solo. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, basically that's
man. Right. So yeah, shout out to them. They got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 30 years after the
fact. I mean, I don't think that they're the biggest group of all time, obviously.
No, but they were the first like
they were the first ones that added like hip hop into R&B.
Right. And they were like the first after the Jackson 5 to do the boy band shit all black big.
Yeah.
Cause after Jackson 5 it was okay, no more boy band shit.
I'm actually sort of interested to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it's some gangster shit. Oh, you got to get into it. Oh, they from the projects. This is some real gangster shit.
I mean, Michael Bivins, he was like the producer, right?
He the one. So BBD,
that's what I'm saying. I bet he has cash.
Oh, they still. I don't think nobody from New Edition is. You never heard nobody talking about money. I mean, back then, you know, but they all went on to like have careers and do shit and produce shit. And
yeah, I always thought Johnny Gill was like a soul, like
gospel. No, he had that. Johnny Gill's biggest song, my.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Show looks good tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang.
Look at you. You should have played.
I'm telling you.
Who's playing Bobby Brown?
Very multi-talented. I can't tell who's who, but like I said, Elijah Kelly, shout out.
Who's he playing?
I don't know.
Oh, he lived at your old
Yeah, spot? I don't know. I'm trying to think of who the fuck. I don't know who he could be playing. Might be Bobby Brown. Fuck, I don't know.
It's a three-parter?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to check that shit out. And then
we're going to get back to Vivica's Chocolate Cox.
All right. As soon as the New Edition movie is over.
New Edition movie
we're
over.
Going back.
We're going to do a spinoff called another Vivica spinoff.
Black Magic.
Black Magics.
I'm sitting there watching, and I see the bus go by. It's his training day, and I'm like, oh, that's an old
now
one.
Now, that shit, man.
I'm like, wait a second.
Let me do y'all a favor, CBS. Cut me and Brandon a check. We can come up with something refreshing for y'all because that shit is, y'all gonna give it 4 episodes and y'all gonna act like
training
y'all did. No, hold on, because I don't know if you remember this. Y'all gonna give it four. I'm sure y'all did a 6-episode order. Y'all gonna give it 3 episodes and then y'all gonna say, you remember the Rush Hour one? Yeah, let's put this one where that one's at. You remember that Rush Hour one they did?
Oh, yes.
CBS, y'all gotta stop this shit.
They got that Lethal Weapon
and
show.
And the Beverly Hills Cop, they tried to do one and that one didn't go and nobody don't wanna see that shit.
Yo, but a training day.
Nobody TV don't want to see that shit, man.
Isn't it like the other way around now? Like the white cop,
is
like the Lonzo character.
Right, he the mentor.
Who the fuck is it? Why can't I think of who's playing the?
Damn, I see that dude's face. First, I thought it was Peter Berg, but it's not Peter Berg.
But it kind of looks like
right. Kind of look like Peter Berg, yeah.
And then the young black kid is like the Ethan Hawke
dude. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, Jesus. What the fucking Training Day TV?
Man, y'all need to knock it the fuck off.
You need some new programming.
And CBS is like the fucking recycle factory right now.
You know what it is? This is why...
As long as they got big... What's it? Big Bang Theory, though. They good.
This is why all those fucking Netflix shows do well. The Amazon shows. The Hulu shows. Because they're doing new fucking creative things.
You're right.
You could do Luke Cage. I don't see
Bill Paxton.
Oh, yeah. That's who it is.
That's who it is.
Okay.
He do look like Peter Berg, though. That's crazy.
He kind of has it. Yeah, look. Bill Paxton, yeah, he's going to fill the Denzel role. Perfect fucking casting.
Wow. Going through the hood talking shit, I'm sure.
Yeah. Where are they going through Brentwood?
Brothers.
Is this where they started now?
Brothers. What happened to the Rush Hour one? Please tell me you never watched that one.
I kind of don't even remember the
thing. That's sad. CBS, not stop it. He watching Chocolate fucking City and he not watching
I'm not
that shit.
Watching
Knock that. It off. CBS. We don't want to see it.
CBS is for old people.
CBS for old people and white people who like the Big Bang Theory.
I hate that show. I
couldn't tell you. I've never watched one episode of that show. You know what? I have watched Broke Girls. I've seen a few episodes of that just on some random shit. And I like the CSI shit. I like all that
shit.
See,
I don't. I don't like procedurals. Yeah,
I like shit like that. But it's another one, comedy. Fuck. I just said I was going.
Modern Family?
No, that's not CBS. That's
on CBS.
On CBS, yeah.
I don't know.
Something like a Big Bang. Something in that vein.
I don't know.
I forgot. Fuck it. That means your shit ain't shit.
I don't know. I honestly have never liked CBS. I don't even like their fucking football coverage.
You don't like Phil Simms? Jim Nantz?
Get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck do you mean, man? The great Phil Simms and Jim Nantz?
No, I like ABC, I like NBC, I like fucking...
I like Boomer, man. Boomer retiring. Shout out to Boomer, too. This Boomer last year doing NFL prime time.
Who the... NBC is fucking Al Michaels and...
Al Michaels and Chris.
Yeah, Chris is kind of a penis.
I
kind
of... He grows on me now, though.
Because
he went through his penis phase, look like. Because he was really, like... Years ago, he was a fucking dick. And, like, everybody would be like... Oh, but now it's like, he didn't chill. I'm like, I'd be waiting on him to be a dick, and he don't hit the dick shit too much no more.
Yeah, he's... You know,
I don't think I watched him season though. So he went, maybe he was a dick, and I'm just giving him credit.
He went the exact opposite way. Where now he just gives, like, he just kisses every player's fucking ass. He's like, that guy is really one class act.
You so know? You think because people's complaining about him, you think?
I don't know. I just think he's a penis. I don't know. I don't. He just has like that smug asshole look on his face. Like, hey, I played the game. I know what I'm talking about. Dude, who the fuck
I played the game. I know what I'm talking about, motherfucker.
You played for the Bengals. No one knows who the fuck you are.
I played the game.
If he was never on TV.
I played the game.
If he was never on TV, he's not fucking.
I wouldn't have known who the fuck Chris Collins was.
I'm watching.
But I watched like NFL films and shit back in the day.
I'm watching it and you got like Randy Moss and they had Kelsey on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I know who these guys are.
Right.
All
right,
and I want to hear what they
don't
have to
Kelsey
say.
Have his own reality show or some shit?
He might. He should, but actually, you know, see, Randy Moss, he like, oh, that was another weird moment.
What?
He had like a, like, they asked, who the fuck was on that fucking panel?
It's always the same people. Randy Moss, Charles Woodson, Dilfer, Hasselbeck.
And then there's
Boomer.
Oh, so Boom, no, it wasn't Boomer. Who was like the host guy? On
Boomer.
All right, well, he asks Randy Moss, he's like, mm-hmm. What do you think they're going to do? And, like, Randy Moss was not prepared for it.
Yeah.
And he just kind of did, like, a, well, with Julio, I was thinking, you know, Trent said earlier, and he totally, like, passed it because he, like,
hey, that's what you got to do.
It's live TV. Okay, you tell me 10 years ago,
yeah.
Randy Moss is going to be a commentator?
No. Never.
No.
No.
Never would have thought it.
No.
Now, I'll tell you right now, like, Larry Fitzgerald, yeah, I can see that.
I can see that, yeah. And that's coming soon, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. He had a great career.
God, I liked him in college. And,
yeah.
But, all right, sorry.
And got me singing. So,
I did the whole fucking Great Thursday. Okay. You know, I put in all the shit, and then I did the Headhunter thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Which, if you're saying it works, then I'm kind of pumped.
Oh, no, that shit. That
I'm kind of pumped. Hey, but that's the thing.
But you did say not. You don't have reliable. Yeah.
So, like, if they find something in the area, I'm sure it'll help out. But
I'm telling you, they find shit out the area immediately. But you said that already. How long did it take them to send you that first
one? A minute.
I promise. I remember it was like 3:30 and 6. Can you be such and such at 7? Yep. Sure can. Yeah,
it was like some. It was like a forklift driver. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to do that. Like, and then the other one, but it was like, like I said, it was like Torrance or something. Now, what do? Do they pay you like in cash, or they cut you a check day?
No, you get a at one time, I don't know how it is now, but at one time they was doing the option where you could get paid daily if you wanted to, or at the end of the week. But they did weekly because motherfuckers. Some people literally just want to work for a day to get money to fucking do drugs or some shit.
Oh, so that's what kind of place it is. It's not like I'm not going to find my career there.
No, you will run across, man. The one spot my brother was at was like for like almost 2 years.
Oh, and make good money?
Hell yeah. That was the moment he got back on fucking track. I remember he was in the system.
Yeah.
This was after that, yeah. Oh, he was doing good. That shit was, oh yeah, it was a good gig. Like okay. A real good.
Well, I'm glad I did that. Yeah. So,
but most of them are some physical, manual, the good ones that pay good.
Yeah, with like 20 an hour or something. Yeah. Which I don't mind, but if it's like local, I don't want to have to fucking take an Uber to a factory.
I ain't gonna lie. The whole time I was fucking with them, I never had a local one.
Yeah.
Because you think about it, what's local?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It was always like some manual shit.
I'm talking about like office clerical shit at like a fucking...
No, I feel you, but I'm just saying it was always mostly... The physical shit is always, they need bodies. They need, like, immediately. So, even, you know where else popular? That, by the airport, the Van Nuys airport, in that area. Like, them fucking, warehouses and
shit. I
can
get over there.
Yeah, that's not that far. That is kind of far.
I can take the orange line and get off on
I'm sure you could figure it out, but I'm just saying, But they're going to definitely, but if they was already sending you shit, but you checked off, no reliable transportation, so I don't know.
Yeah, but okay. Anyway, so this is something I don't know if you. The last time you took public transportation was probably when we went to the football game.
Yeah.
They have huge signs that say, you know, no eating, no drinking, no smoking, no loud music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's pictures. Okay, I'm on the fucking every fucking episode. I have a Subway story.
He does.
This is Tales from the Subway.
Tales from the Subway,
and not the restaurant. So
that's a restaurant.
Yeah, they didn't put fucking spinach, and I wanted spinach, and then they didn't toast it the way I wanted. All right, so but they Sorry, that was Tales from Subway restaurants. This guy gets on at Pico, and he's got like an industrial sized Bluetooth fucking speaker, mm-hmm. and he's like a Hispanic dude, you know, looks like he just put in, you know, because you know right there Pico, there's fucking construction like a motherfucker.
Yep.
And he's blasting. He's fucking blasting fucking music. He's blasting like some, I don't know, it whatever. I don't think it's like a popular group or person. I don't know. It must have been like just some fucking bootleg CD he picked up or downloaded. But every other word is like, yo, I fucked yo bitch in sandals. Motherfucker, we be the Vandals. See, MC Zetzel on the mic. The ones and twos. Limp Beats ain't here. But every other word, fuck. Man, we be killing you. Like, all this shit. And then, and I'm like, and they're dropping N-bombs. And I'm like, this is like a Hispanic guy, but I guess that's allowed? I don't know. I guess, like, if you're Hispanic, you're allowed to drop N-bombs or listen to it. I don't know. So now the dude down at the back end of the train, he starts blasting his fucking music on his humongous boombox. So they're having, like, a boombox off of who's going to play louder fucking rap music. And I'm like, this is one of those days I had my headphones, but I just didn't feel like putting my headphones in. So now I'm in the middle of the fucking boombox off of who the fuck is going to play louder rap music. Is it okay for Hispanic people to say the N-word? The music this guy was listening to.
I told you, man, I don't never get into
there's,
it.
There's, behind me is an old lady and a kid.
But they call each other the N-word all the time. Yeah.
In front of me is like two 20-year-old like nerdy fucks. And this Hispanic dude's playing his music like, the song was called like, they call me John Wick. I'm a killer. I'm going to kill all you N's. Damn. Motherfucker, sell drugs.
On a big speaker?
It's like the size of like one of like that kombucha.
Damn.
Okay? But it was like industrial. And it was fucking like, I mean, the dudes in the back of the train could hear it. So they started playing their music louder, going back and forth. And
only you get caught up in these subway stories. This is crazy to me.
And here's a, listen. And then, like, another guy gets in, and he's, like, some, like, big, nerdy, like Fat Albert type dude.
Hey, hey, hey.
And he sits down, and he's, like, kind of listening to what the Mexican guy's playing. And he taps him, he's like, yeah, man, that's good. And I'm like, fuck, don't. Like, I want to say, like, dude, we don't all, don't. I had an extra headphones. I was going to be like, here, man, can you just plug it? We don't all need to listen to your fucking music. I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
You ever hear a song called John Wick?
Nah, not me.
Because they say it 6,000 times in the fucking song. There's no.
I never seen John Wick the movie either.
You know what? I was going to say that. I've actually only heard good things about it.
It's a part two, so something went right.
Everybody tells me it's like really a good movie. Yeah, so I gotta. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, it's like it was just.
John Wick.
I was frustrated by his lack of everybody else around him.
People do that. That's why, and that's the
that's
thing
like
about
if
public.
I just like lit up a cigarette,
right there, right.
And you know what? Someone would say something to me. Somebody now, if that dude lit up a cigarette, I bet nobody would say shit to him.
That's the risk of public transportation. It's another Subway story brought to you by Brandon,
and also brought to you by Subway restaurants
and Yerba
Mate. Right now for a foot long steak and cheese is only $6 at your local Subway.
Go get it.
When you go there, say you heard about it from the liquor license, and you get 55% off.
Off your ass, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Off your ass.
Besides that, like, I don't know. I'm feeling like something's going to happen this week in a good, positive way.
That's always a good way to feel.
You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely. Because enough with the bad shit.
That's what I said, man. Enough for the cloud. Let the sun come in.
What did I text you? I said, with this rain, man, and clean shit up.
Start over.
Yeah. Fuck. Again, I'm gonna give you a shout out.
Well, shout out to me.
Fuck New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. No. If you want to start on now. January 22nd.
Start now.
Fuck you want to start February 5th. Start. You do it.
Start.
You do it.
Start.
Church.
Church. Preach. Tabernacle.
I just gave him one. I haven't done one of those in a while.
I like that one.
What happened? Anything with you this week?
Man, nothing. Shout
just,
out
you
to
just working. Not
shout stuff? Out to my mama. It was her birthday.
No,
happy birthday, huh?
62.
No, 60. My dad is 62 though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad's the same age as my parents, and then your mom's like 2 years younger. Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to moms.
I even ask? Did you send her anything?
Shout out to moms.
Okay.
every day.
She I know you give her a call.
We good, moms. Yeah, right.
I wasn't gonna push the fact. I wasn't, no. But when do you even fucking sleep?
Man, right now I'm tired as shit, but I had a 2-hour window.
You text me this, you guys don't understand.
It's always going to be. And I can text you earlier than that. That's just out of consideration. Sometimes I wait.
No, I don't hear it. So it doesn't matter. Oh, okay.
It'd be times I just want to send you shit. I'm like, let me stop before this motherfucker.
Because you're like, I got home at like midnight. I turn on SportsCenter.
Yeah, I always catch the late SportsCenter.
And then I get a text at 4:45. I'm like, do you sleep?
No. I mean, man, you got to keep this shit.
Or do you take naps?
I don't think they call it naps. Yeah, it would be a little power nap. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, do you take naps during the day?
Fuck no, I wish. I'm trying to figure that sleep shit out, because I know I need the shit, so thank you. Thank you for bringing that up.
Go listen, hang on. Mm-hmm. Go on your...
Hold on, what?
Go on to...
Where's so far?
This. Oh. Did you ever set this up? Look at that.
Fuck no. I didn't even know that shit was on there. Yeah, look, you know I didn't know it was on that motherfucker.
I know, but it's new. So if you guys have an iPhone, they have this bedtime section, which is like underneath the little clock alarm app.
But I don't have no fucking time, no generic time.
I don't know. I guess you answer questions and then it helps you find time.
That don't sound bad at all.
To sleep, so, you know, what
time? And I got a natural, I don't even use an alarm like when I go to fucking, man, just keep this shit pimping. Liquor license. This the year for liquor license. This is the year for loyal people. This is the year for motherfucking foot soldiers, the warriors, the underdogs. This fucking our year.
Mm-hmm.
Preach.
And next week we'll have a Super Bowl preview.
We sure will. Like it or love it.
And we got a... You know what?
Oh, don't forget to watch that Pro Bowl this week. Oh, nobody laughed at that one? What the fuck? Goodell, what the fuck, man? And you're moving into Orlando and people are mad.
You know, get rid of the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, just let them... No, what would they give him? They've got to give him something.
Why don't they? I think this year they're.
You know why? What's the reason why he won't get rid of it?
What's that?
What's the reason why he won't get rid of Pro Bowl?
He won't?
Yeah.
Oh, revenue.
Right. But not only that, because the NBA All-Star Weekend is so fucking big that he knows he can never. He needs something. He needs something like that.
Well, no. See, this is the first year that they're going to be doing a skills contest on the Saturday before the Pro Bowl. See, well, that I'm interested in. Okay, so Russ and them, they get out there and they got to throw it through fucking nets. That's cool.
I mean, it's not cool, but it's like...
Or, I don't know, do 40s and shit. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't really know. Because I just, every time... Okay, three-point contest is a three-point contest. I just feel like with that, football players still might half-ass it. I don't see nobody going out there and going all out on a 40 or, you know what I mean? Like, after the fucking season over, shit, I don't know what the fuck Goodell doing.
They should, I don't know, do it like a rock and jock. Have celebrities come out and come out and play flag football.
Didn't they try to do that? Last year it was like mixed up conferences and shit.
I thought last year was like Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders. Drafted player, which is, I mean.
Well, now they're back to the AFC, NFC, so. But that's what I'm saying. What is this about? It used to mean, I remember Pro Bowl was like cool, man. Like the uniforms was cool. Playing on Tecmo Bowl with the Pro Bowl teams was cool.
No, because when it was that, they wore the fucking, just the NFC helmet and the fucking, now they all wear their own helmets.
Yeah.
And the fucking jerseys stink. Yeah. You know, they look like Arena League football jerseys.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like, I didn't watch the Pro Bowl in probably over 10 years.
I mean, if it's on and I'm working.
What channel does that come on these days? I remember you used to come on NBC a long time
ago. I'm going to say ESPN.
Damn.
It might be Fox Sports.
I don't know.
I don't know.
God damn. Goodell, you're losing us with the Pro Bowl, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Whatever. And you know what? MTV, bring back the Rockin' Jock.
That was the shit. I watched.
Bring back
the 30-foot three-point shots and the motherfucking 50-point baskets. That shit was fucking... I hope somebody working on a reboot for that shit, because that shit was kind of fucking cool.
You know, maybe we should...
Maybe so, because that shit was kind of fucking cool. I'm going to tell y'all, that was the fucking... Shout out to Dan Cortez, wherever the fuck you at. You was popping off before Joe Rogan.
Let's call Dan Cortez.
Let's get him on the phone.
And let's get... He might own rights to that.
Let's get him on the phone.
The Rockin' Jock was a shit.
Tyrese. Who else was... Bill Bellamy. Shout out to Bill Bellamy. VJ, you heard me.
Ed Lover and Dr. Dre.
Yeah, look, Mark and Mark would always be that. Shout out to Mark Wahlberg.
Is Dr. Dre still alive? The fat Dr. Dre?
Damn, I know Ed Lover's still alive. I think
Ed Lover's
got Drake might be dead, man.
Ed Lover was like, he's got to be fucking 60. I mean, if Cool G Rap is fucking 60, I mean, Ed Lover's got to be 60. He was the one. He was older than fucking...
He was. I'm with
Yo MTV Raps. Do you remember... Did you have Yo MTV Raps, like, cards?
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Mm-hmm. Fuck, they used to sell them at... I would like local record store.
They were like baseball cards, but they'd have rappers on them. Fuck, they should... I wish I had those right now so bad. God damn. Do you ever wonder why he called himself
Host Dr. Dre goes blind from diabetes. June 14th, 2016.
Fuck.
So he is blind from diabetes.
He was a big boy.
And I have diabetes, and I'm going to start taking better care of myself. Just
You got to take a shot or no?
No, just a pill.
Yeah.
Took his eyesight 3 years ago. Damn. Type 2 diabetes, same one I got.
Yeah, but he's a big boy, dude.
Yeah, but I ain't no skinny motherfucker these days, neither.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I almost did make Black Magic last cut, so don't get me wrong. I'm still chiseled, in Vivica's words.
Next season, you'll be good. She's in like gays, so you're fine.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
You know, next season, you know who one of the celebrity judges is? Mike Pence.
He's stupid. There you go. Pence going to come for your dick before he come for anybody else's dick.
All right.
Brandon?
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us on our Diamond Anniversary.
75, all the way live. Even though I wasn't here for all 75, but I feel like I've been here for a hell of a ride. So
you've probably been 25, huh?
Hey, I'll take it. That sounds better than
five. We're at 75, and shout out to you. Bring back Rock and Jock. And he had to have a baseball one, too.
Man, the whole concept of Rock and Jock would fucking kick ass right
did they,
now.
Did they do a...
they had football, they had baseball, and basketball.
They did a flag football like in the sand.
Right. And no, they went to the... Yeah, you're right. It was always the sand.
They did it like... You know when they did it? They did that one during MTV Spring Break.
Yep.
That's when they did that.
Yep.
But they had the baseball...
And the basketball was different times though, yeah.
Yeah, basketball was
that shit was fucking hard, man. That's what I'm...
Rock and John. I remember Percy Miller, man. Always MVP of that shit.
Shout out to P.
All right, guys. Shout out to P and Mike Pence. Go fuck your face.
We the cause of all the commotion. Your mouth running, but where's you going? What is you smoking, man? That ain't potent. What is you talking, man? That ain't potent. Illuminati, high society. We in this party and nobody invited me. We going crazy, I always use my best sense. But it don't matter cause I stay on my Fresh Prince. Maxin' relaxin', shooting some poolin', playing some b-ball outside of the schoolin'. Girls with they top off outside of the poolin'. Whips with the drop off outside of the Louvre. You just look stupid to be ignoring the DeLorean parked in front of Armani Emporium. Parties at Richie is getting risky. Victoria's Secret show, they miss me. Voices in my head, I need choices in my bed. Get out my fucking head, it's just me and my bad bitch. So you can say I'm on my Brad Pitt. Nah, back to the life familiar I'm aligned with. Before I betray them, I slip my wrists. At the top, it's just us, nigga. Cause I don't really trust niggas. And we made it through the hurricane. So celebrating like the Murray Jane. We gon' make it, that's on everything. Truest girls get half naked every spring. It's saying, hey Kanye, we need you to go deeper than Tayson Day. Cause my verses got pain. Chocolate rain, so many lines you photograph and it may on break. Woo! On the radio, man, I miss myself. I need to just step back and kiss myself. Baby, just step up and kiss the belt. A little lower. That's what's up, somebody pour her another cup. Is it too much to ask you keep your diamonds up? I swear until my time is up. My style sex in the shower, so fresh as fuck.
Tonight, you and I, we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shining bright like a diamond. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shining bright like a diamond. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Palms rise to the universe as we moonshine. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, so shine bright.